Hey everyone, this is Barbara checking in. This week, we are understanding the needs of the other in order to resolve conflict. Misunderstanding is at the center of many conflicts, even when people don't notice it. Most disagreements are not caused by bad intentions. They come from missed meaning, unspoken expectations, and unchecked assumptions. When someone takes a tone, message, or action the wrong way, their response is based on what they think happened, not what actually happened. In times of war, this can grow much bigger. Countries and leaders may react to what they believe others mean, even if that belief is not correct. For example, a short text message can seem rude or uninterested when the person might just be busy. When we ask for clarity, that small moment can create a space for us to learn. At first, our mind fills in the blanks, often with negative thoughts, and those thoughts are shaped into how we respond next. On a larger scale, the same thing can happen between groups or nations. Silence or unclear actions can be seen as threats, even if that was not the intent. There's a story of two co-workers who started to clash during a project. One thought the other was being dismissive in meetings, while the other felt their ideas were being challenged too much. Neither one stopped to ask questions or check what the other meant. They just made assumptions, and over time, the frustration grew and mounted. Their communication broke down. And this is how bigger conflicts can grow in the same way, when people stop talking and start assuming. Eventually, one person has to decide to talk things out. As they speak, they'll realize that they misunderstood each other from the start. What seemed like dismissal was actually focused, and what felt like criticism was an attempt to help. When people slow down and ask questions, understanding can take the place of conflict. Even in hard situations, checking assumptions can help bring peace. Next week, we begin a series on creating environments that nurture growth and development. Think of a garden. When conditions support growth, everything changes. The sun, wind, the proper amount of moisture in the soil, and the amount of space between the plants, whether the soil is suitable for the growth and development of the plant or if it has too many rocks that block the roots. Relationships work the same way. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, love lives here. More next week. Thank you.